This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. You'd think there could be nothing more romantic during the holiday season than a sprig of mistletoe inspiring a little smooch beneath its dark green leaves and tiny white berries. But who would have thought that collecting the berries off treetops can be as unromantic as, oh, say, a 20-gauge shotgun? Here to talk to us about the art of shooting down mistletoe is Charlie Spencer, a county forester in the West Virginia Forestry Division. He's been shooting mistletoe since he was a teenager. So, Charlie Spencer, explain this, please. Why do you have to shoot down mistletoe?
Well, mistletoe grows in the tops of trees, around many times 50 to 60 feet off the ground. And it's very dangerous work to climb to the top of a tree and to climb out on a limb and then cut the mistletoe off. So shooting it down is just the most effective way of getting it.
So that's not, shooting it down isn't as dangerous as climbing up there?
No. Usually you're in the wooded setting. There's usually no houses around. So shooting it down is pretty safe.
I would think you'd have to be a pretty good shot, though, because aren't you, I don't know how thick the stuff is when it's on top of the tree, but aren't you aiming for a little tiny space up there?
Mistletoe grows in a clump. Many times it'll be 3 or 4 feet in diameter. And with buckshot, in a shotgun situation, the buckshot spreads out as it goes away from the gun, so you're able to maximize your effective space that you hit.
I'm just getting this image in my head, though, imagining this buckshot flying up there and the beautiful white berries just, just exploding.
Well, sometimes you do destroy some of the plant. Some of the leaves will end up with small holes in them from the shot. Sometimes it will break the leaves or break the twigs in half, so you have a hard time getting a complete clump. But even with all those problems, it's still the easiest and the best way to get it down.
Well, how lucrative is this anyway?
Well, I've never actually made any money off of it. It's just kind of been a labor of love. Friends ask for it once in a while, and people want it in their homes, so I try to go out every year or so and gather a bundle of it.
Mr. Spencer, did you do much of this as a teenager?
Yes. When I was in high school, I used to get it around Christmas time and take it and give it out at school to some of my friends and teachers and different things.
Now, come on, didn't you walk around with it, holding it above your head?
Well, I thought about it, but I wasn't quite that forward.
So it didn't get you a lot of kisses?
No, just from my mom.
Tell me, is this an old tradition in West Virginia or in certain parts of the country?
I think it's probably an old tradition in the South in general. And you get down in farther south into some of the swamps of the Southeast, some of those trees are just loaded with mistletoe. It grows best on black gum trees, is probably the most common host here in West Virginia.
Well, Charlie Spencer, I'm going to be thinking of you the next time I go. Actually, I haven't bought my Christmas decorations yet, so when I go out to buy that mistletoe, I'm going to look for little tiny holes, and I'll be thinking of you.
Okay, well, I'll try to shoot some down and give me your address, and I'll send it to you.
Okay. Charlie Spencer is a county forester for the West Virginia Forestry Division. Thank you, Mr. Spencer.
You're welcome.